Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We have a great show for you today. We're going to get to it in just a minute, but first we need to hear this message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. As promised, we have a great show for you today. We have with us Bob Nachtstein. He is a, how shall I phrase this, quasi-retired professor of economics at my alma mater, the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine, George. Good to be talking with you.
Quasi-retired means you're teaching a couple of courses. But
I'm teaching classes, but I don't set my alarm in the morning.
There we go.
There you go.
We like that.
Yes.
So you set your alarm this morning to come on Business Talk, and we appreciate that. We want to talk about the economy. We want to talk about where it's heading. We're hearing all this recession talk out there, and talk about inflation and whether we're making any progress there or not. We're well into the fourth quarter of this year, and we have the first quarter of next year coming up. So this is the perfect time to talk about where we are and what we can project ahead for 2023. So anyway, let's start with the talk about recession. The consensus among many economists is that we're already in a recession. This is a technical matter, two consecutive quarters where GNP is down. So are we technically in a recession yet?
You know, I don't think so, actually. Gross domestic product, actually. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta produces a forecast of the GDP number that's going to be posted by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And they have really done quite well over the past in predicting accurately GDP change. The reason is they use incoming data as it comes in that the Bureau uses in their estimation of gross domestic product. And right now they're estimating growth in GDP, in fact, pretty reasonable growth in GDP, nearly 3%. So I don't think we're in a recession at this point.
Well, if we're not in one, most people seem to think we're certainly heading for one. The news I saw yesterday, CNN, one of their economists was predicting a, quote, early 90s style recession. First of all, what's an early 90s style recession? Is that? And I think I should remember, I was around back then, but and what do you think we're heading for a recession?
Well, first of all, an early 90s recession, that recession followed the savings and loan crisis, wasn't completely a fact, that was not completely a factor in generating the recession, but it was a rather mild recession, but it was followed by very slow job growth. So I think that's the reference here. I have predicted 9 of the last 4 recessions. I am not good at handicapping the economy. However, what I will say is that inflation has been rather sticky. It hasn't come down as hoped for. As a footnote, it takes time for higher interest rates to work their way through the economy, anywhere from 6 to 12, even to 18 months. So we really haven't seen the effects of higher interest rates yet, but the Fed is focused on current inflation as well as inflation in the future. And I think they are going to be fully committed to raising interest rates until they actually see inflation come down. Now, the point of that is to slow down the economy. The more inflation is persistent, the more they're going to raise interest rates in order to slow down the economy. At some point, that really may tip us into recession. I think it's certainly likely.
All right. Well, I think you've already answered my next 3 questions. Good for you. Very efficient. But people are waiting for inflation numbers to start to come down. And I think, I don't know if they were expecting some kind of just wonder magic here. I think you just indicated that sometimes it takes time, but inflation isn't budging. Can you recall previous exercises in trying to tame inflation? It's been a while. And what kind of success rate we had with those efforts?
Well, it has been a while. Of course, the classic battle against inflation was in the 1970s. And Paul Volcker, who was the chairman of the board of governors of the Federal Reserve System, engineered enormous interest rate increases, which did bring, which tamed inflation, which was running very much higher than it is today. Otherwise, you know, there hasn't really been a lot of call to tame inflation. We're, I guess, now at the end of what has been referred to as the great moderation in inflation, where we've had really a couple of decades of persistently low inflation, where there hasn't had to be brought to bear the tools of monetary policy to tame it. So the truth is, we don't have a lot of experience recently in terms of taming inflation. But still, the tools are there. It's central bankers know how to use the tools, and as I say, you're going to see them committed to lowering of inflation, hopefully for them, down to the target of 2% a year from its current 8% a year or so. And they're going to keep raising interest rates until that happens.
Well, the last large-scale attempt to tame inflation didn't work exactly as it was supposed to. I think that was the Paul Volcker years, and it actually tripped the country into recession at that time. And of course, everybody's talking about the risk of running we're doing this now. 3/4 of percentage rate jumps. We've had, what, 3-4 of them already this year. And it looks like there's going to be one more before the end of the year. That's a lot of heavy firepower here. Why don't you think inflation has started edging downward?
Well, it may. Actually, the root causes of inflation may be starting downward. One of the things that's going on in the economy is a very hot labor market. And of course, the more people who work, the lower the unemployment rate, the more upward pressure there is on wages and salaries. And that feeds into excess demand in the economy. But we're already seeing job vacancies decline. We're seeing the quit rate of workers decline. And let me just pause here and explain that it's a good sign in the economy when lots of folks are quitting their jobs, because what it means is they're confident they can find another job. Well, that confidence seems to be shrinking, and so people are not quitting their jobs as often. There are other signs that inflation may be getting ready to abate. And in fact, the Fed really has a lot of room compared to historical standards to raise interest rates even further than 3/4 of a point or more. A lot of times what the Fed will do is they will raise their target rate of interest, the federal funds rate, to a level about equal to the rate of inflation. Well, that means, my God, that means around 8% for the federal funds rate, and they're not even anywhere near that. But I don't expect they're going to get there. I think that you're going to see a moderation of inflation. There I go handicapping something I shouldn't be handicapping, but I do think the steam is going out of inflation.
Okay.
And you'll see it begin to decline.
So talk about some of the other telltale signs of where our economy is heading. We're heading into another holiday shopping season. That is always an indicator. We're not sure how much the stock market is an indicator of this. Jobs, certainly an indicator of where the economy is going. Business confidence, always an indicator that's starting to wane, at least on the state level, from what AIM has told us in recent months. Where are all these arrows pointing?
Well, the arrows seem to be pointing downward. It isn't just in our state that business confidence is declining. It's nationally. Retailers are having buildup of inventories, unexpected, undesired buildup of inventories. And retailers are a little bit nervous about the holiday season, where, of course, they normally get the bulk of their annual sales during the holiday season. But consumers are leery. They're feeling some pinch. They're feeling a pinch, of course, from inflation. They're not likely to spend as much as retailers would like them to spend. And that's definitely a downward arrow. Of course, there's still great volatility in energy prices as long as that war in Ukraine goes on, and that could disrupt the economy here from a long distance. So there are definitely signs that the economy is slowing down. As I say, the Atlanta Fed's forecast of GDP still is looking pretty robust. So the signals are mixed. And anytime the signals are mixed, it's really hard to make a clear call.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Bob Nachtigallen, a happily quasi-retired professor of economics at UMass Amherst. We're talking about the economy, where it's going, what the factors that are going to determine where we're at. So I don't know. I guess it's time to get your crystal ball out and kind of tell us what we can expect maybe for the rest of this year and maybe the first two quarters of 2023. We won't hold you to
I'll make it. Okay, I understand. I hope not. But I'll make a contingent forecast. That is contingent on inflation starting to be tamed and the Fed not having to be as aggressive in raising interest rates. And I, but to use your term, I quasi expect that to be happening. Then there will be a slowdown in the economy, but not a recession. Or if it's a recession, it'll be a shallow and brief recession. But that's qualified by the possibility of persistent inflation, in which case the Fed is going to continue to push up short-term interest rates, which of course will cascade into medium and longer-term interest rates and raise them all. Mm-hmm. And that could slow down the economy more appreciably, and it really could tip us into a recession. Maybe even a recession that's not shallow, that's not quick. You know, it all depends on how persistent inflation is. That's the contingency here.
Well, you and I have talked a lot about history being a good indicator of what we can expect to happen in the future, history repeating itself. And there isn't really, I guess, a time that you can compare this to, or is there, where all these factors are kind of mixed and not sending the kind of clear signals that people need. We've got a strong job market, but inflation is up. Those two don't usually go together. We've got a housing market that's in retreat. We've got retailers who are nervous, but yet we've still got people spending, pent-up spending from the pandemic. Is there any time that you can compare this to at all?
Well, gosh, I'd have to go back decades when you and I were just children in the late 1940s, early 1950s. Well, maybe not. But at the end of World War II, when the economy was starting to adjust to the return of soldiers and the drop in defense spending, there was a lot of turmoil in the economy. And by that, I just mean there were a lot of mixed signals, some things going up, some things going down, some things going sideways. It all kind of resolved itself in a pretty strong economic recovery from post-World War II. But other than that, and that doesn't really even meet all the criteria for a comparison to what's going on now, it's hard to find a direct comparison to the to what we're seeing in the economy now. As you portrayed it very well, that in some ways we have a real hot economy, but in other ways we've got some dreary expectations and some concerns about consumer spending, which of course is the main driver of our economy. So it is a mixed picture and it is going to take some time to resolve that picture.
Is the picture going to get even muddier after the midterm elections, or are we going to see any kind of clarity that, oh, now we're mixing politics and the economy? We'd never do that.
What a strange thing to do. But, the only thing that could be determined by politics is if the Republicans take over, say, the House of Representatives. They've already made promises or threats, whatever you want to term it, that they're going to keep the debt limit legislation hostage to getting their way on a bunch of budgetary matters. Holding the debt limit hostage is invites a financial crisis, because if the government defaults on its debt, and that's what would happen if the debt limit were thwarted, if it weren't increased, we would be in a financial crisis, and it wouldn't be just the United States, it would be global. That's certainly one way that politics can affect what's going on. But otherwise, I think the economy is not immune from politics. But I think what's going on now is separate from politics.
Okay, we've talked about the national economy. We've talked about the global economy to a certain extent. Talk a little bit about Western Massachusetts. We're still kind of fighting our way back from this pandemic, and we're still trying to kind of move out of whatever we've been in for the last 4 or 5 decades in terms of just not being able to secure a lot of jobs and move our economy to the level of the eastern part of the state. What's on the horizon for Western Mass here?
Well, I think you've captured it well, and actually I should be asking you what's going on in the western part of the state. I think you have more expertise than I do. Mm-hmm. But you're right, there's I think a signal event in what's happening in Western Mass was the bankruptcy of Bosch Manufacturing in the 70s or 80s in Springfield. And that really was symbolic of the precipitous decline of manufacturing in this part of the state. And manufacturing was really the lifeblood of Western Massachusetts for a long time. And Western Mass has really struggled to find an economic driver to replace manufacturing. Now, we have some sources of stability. We have the university, we have Bay State Hospital, we have Mass Mutual. So we have a foundation, but those institutions aren't necessarily growing. So the creation of new jobs is not happening because of those institutions. And we're having this part of the state is having a difficult time in being a dynamic job creator. Now, you know, I do see the trend toward remote work, which is going to continue even after the pandemic disappears. I see that as possibly benefiting the western part of the state. George, you and I have talked about this before, that that as workers work remotely and are allowed to sort of separate from their place of work, they may try and find less expensive housing in our part of the state. So that really hasn't happened yet, but I think it's a possibility. But otherwise, I think we're unfortunately sort of stuck in the same doldrums that we have been for a while, and struggling to figure out where the dynamism in this part of the state is going to come from.
Mm-hmm. And the state's economy in whole is still, we're kind of mirroring the rest of the country more than we have in recent years, I believe. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. It used to be that because of the importance in technology, the technology sector in the state, the state would dip, would go downhill based on a technology cycle, not necessarily a business cycle. So sometimes we would go into a recession quickly and more steeply than the national economy, but we would also come out of it more quickly and more sharply. That really hasn't been true in the last few years. We are closely tracking the national economy. We are much more tied to it in the recent past than we have been historically. So I don't know if that trend is going to continue. I guess I kind of think it will, but yes, there has been a change in that.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, thank you very much. Very insightful as always. We'll have to have you on probably early in 2023 to kind of see where the needle is moving at that point in time. Obviously, this is an ongoing story, a developing story.
Yeah, that's right. George, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll have you back on soon. And thank you to all of you. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.